This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast, where business leaders share their insights. It is 6 questions in 7 minutes, because successful business leaders are busy and rarely have more time to spare. So let's get to it. Question number 1, in a few sentences, please tell me who you are and what you do.
Well, you know how you are meant for more. You were born rich. That's right. You were born to be rich, happy, and successful. It is your birthright. Your spiritual DNA is perfect. It requires no modification or improvement. But the trouble is, you are being run by a program, your paradigm. And your paradigm has exclusive control over your behavior. Well, I'm Tanya Pluckrose, and I help people. And right now I'm working with entrepreneurs and coaches. And I will help them reprogram their subconscious minds for more impact, more money, more success, but most importantly, more happiness.
Well, Tanya, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. Question number 2.
Yes.
What is something that makes you smile and or laugh about working in your industry?
What makes me just absolutely have this really authentic, heartwarming smile inside of me is that I've discovered the secret, and I've discovered that success is 95% mindset and only 5% strategy. What a relief!
That's pretty amazing. I love that. And I can see what a relief it is. Get it off your mind. So question number 3.
Yes.
I have a fictitious book with all the answers for business.
Mm-hmm.
What chapter would you think most companies should read?
I would say chapter 3, auto-suggestion. And it should be about how to use your creative faculties more than your 5 senses. When you learn how to use your imagination along with your will, intuition, perception, reason, and the other one is, doesn't matter. If you start to use your creative faculties more, that's when the magic is going to happen. When you discover how to think the right thoughts, they create very different feelings. And these feelings support you, of course, to create a new reality, including a new version of yourself. And if you think about it long enough and you say it long enough with feeling, magic happens and you live a completely different life.
Oh, I love it. It's so fun to hear how you're talking about that. And I can actually hear the passion in your voice. It's wonderful. Question number 4, other than the generic work harder, have a great attitude, and care for customers, what advice or insight would you give to other business leaders?
I would say stop the doing. Stop the doing. Be more. I would say to other business leaders who are running companies, encourage your employees, including yourself, to spend more time in the boardroom of your mind, visualizing and getting into the feeling of your goal achieved for your company, including a new version of yourself. Because guess what? When you are in that state, feeling is the secret, according to Neville Goddard in his book, The Power of Awareness. And if you can feel more that it's already happened, then you don't have to spend so much time on the strategy.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how you, as you mentioned that, I remember hearing about, as a presenter, you want to make sure to connect with the audience both from the intelligence or the brain, but also in the emotional or feelings. So is that similar to what you found?
Well, we live on 3 planes, Professor mm-hmm. Pete, intellectually, physically, and spiritually. But I've mm-hmm. discovered that we're living now in a very different world, and we actually can tap into the quantum field. And if we could, if we spend time creating it, if we can hold it in our head, we're going to hold it in our hand. But in order to have it manifest into our current reality, we need to bring it in, and we bring it in with our vibration. And so, of course, every time anyone in business is constantly doing, we're living more on the linear plane. We're relying on logic when, guess what? We can actually visit the quantum field and bring it in a lot quicker, have that quantum leap. And that is, I would say, create high velocity moves without the time consuming struggle. But the trouble is, we haven't been taught. But that's when it all happens very quickly. And so it really is superb to know this now. Another way to do business that I think we're just now moving into that is very different to the way we've been taught by our educational system and any other thought leaders of the past or the present.
Very, very insightful. Thank you so much. Question number five, what other business leader like yourself would you like to acknowledge and invite to be on my podcast?
I would love to invite my mentor, Bob Proctor. He has taught me basically how to become rich, happy, and successful. And what he did was he stopped me doing certain things and started doing things in a certain way. And it began in the boardroom of my mind.
I love that. And I'm a big fan of Bob Proctor as well. So a great suggestion there. Question number six and our final question. Please tell me about your first job.
Okay. So it's not on my LinkedIn profile or anywhere there. My first job was working as a hotel receptionist in the Lennon's Hotel in Brisbane, Australia. That hotel is still there right now. It's been there. It's a landmark in Brisbane. But, you know, I started that job at the age of 16, and it was the greatest gift that was bestowed upon me by a friend who said, come and do some part-time work over the weekend. And what I learned was the art of connection and collaboration and communication with people. I learned the art to listen to what people were not saying, what customers, guests were not saying. And that is when I learned to act on my intuition to what they were not saying and then surprise and delight them with my initiatives.
Oh, I love it. What a great story. And, you know, kudos to you for being 16 and really being able to tap into that intuition of yours. So I would think that you really had a much bigger impact than a typical 16-year-old would have had on a hotel like that. Would you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then that parlayed into another wonderful career, and that was working for Qantas Airlines for over 21 years, where it really became my full-time occupancy or a career path, and that was to really use the skill set and become a real expert. And this not only supported me to become a better person, but it also supported Qantas to become a world-renowned airline because they do deliver an exceptional client experience. And it only is because of them hiring people like me who are experts in listening to what people are not saying and then acting on that.
And I would agree with you. I only had the opportunity to fly on Qantas once, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I completely agree with you there. And Tanya, thank you so much for being on the show. How can people find you?
Well, Professor Pete, I'm like you on LinkedIn a lot. I'm very similar in nature to you, where you're such a giver. You're constantly giving out such amazing value with your content, including having me on the show today. And so I'm on LinkedIn with Daily Posts, which you'll find me under Tanya Pluckrose. And then, of course, I'm on Facebook, and I'm also got my own website, which is all about the art of selling to women. So just Google Tanya Pluckrose, and you'll find me popping up all over everywhere.
Oh, perfect. And thank you so much for the kind words there. And this is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning a Business in Life podcast. Get hundreds of amazing business insights from previous guest episodes on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
The world's best known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.